It's holidaytouch.com. Visit today.
Dressed up today, Jerky.
Trying to bring some class to this show.
Good luck with that. To bring in somebody more classy than you, but whatever. But seriously, why do you have like this tweed smoking jacket on right now?
It's not a smoking jacket. It's
got the patches on the elbows.
No, I don't. That's
hello,
not a,
Reginald.
That's out of style.
Hello, Reginald.
That's out of style. No, I wore.
How are you doing with that chair?
My chair's not set to the proper level.
Mike.
You okay now?
I'm okay.
So you were doing what with this jacket?
Well, I was wearing jeans today, and I didn't want to look like you look most days. And so I thought, well, if I'm wearing jeans and kind of a, you know, it's a fancy T-shirt.
A fancy, that's what we call an oxymoron in the wordsmith business.
So I thought I'd throw a coat on, a sport coat. And, you know, it's kind of cool in the evenings and mornings. So I just thought I'd, you know, we're really not supposed to wear jeans or shorts.
No.
Or sandals.
Nope.
Except I think Friday. Have you read the new manual?
I have not. No, I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't read that manual.
I haven't either. But I think Friday is kind of like casual day.
Yeah.
So I thought this was kind of Friday. Casual, so I thought I don't want to be too casual. I should wear something like this.
Sure.
Tweed. It's not tweed, is it?
Kind of looks like tweed. I don't know. Plaid.
Trying to clean up my act.
A horse is cold somewhere. That's all I got to say tonight. To the four pack. Got a 4 o'clock four pack. That's a joke my mom always used to say. Somebody had an ugly jacket on. Well, there's a horse cold somewhere.
It's not very nice either. How is Olga?
She's great. Thanks for asking. Good. They had a fish fry the other day at my sister's house with some of the walleye.
Really?
That I passed along to them, and it was great.
But you had a nice time. Were you there?
Well, I wasn't there, no. They were down in the Twin Cities. I passed it along to them. 4 o'clock, four-pack, top four.
Tasted any of that.
You want some?
No.
I'll just give you Daniels. He caught some up at Devil's Lake. He's been griping. Oh, where's my fish? I said, what are you going to do with it if I give it to you? You going to cook it? No. I'll just keep it for you until you come back to my house to have walleye. Fine. I'll just give you his. 4 o'clock, four-pack, top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number four, the Twins affiliate in New Britain, Connecticut. They are sly.
Wasn't the Mud Hens.
No. It's the Rock Cats.
Is that what they are?
Yeah. Is it the New Britain Rock Cats?
Yes.
Mr. Sports Guy?
I think you're right.
Double A.
Class Double A affiliate. Mm-hmm. Did I say Triple A?
Double A.
Then why'd you say Double A? I didn't say Triple A.
Just to clarify.
Get back to work. The minor league baseball team in New Britain, Connecticut, they had one of these things where they, you know, during a break in the action, they had a guy propose marriage to a girl, and it was a big ta-da, and the girl paused, and she was kind of looking nervous, and she said...
They always say yes.
She said no. And the guy was crushed, and the crowd went, ooh. And the announcer guy's going, whoa, really? Oh, what, do you mean no? You really? Turns out it was all fake.
It was a stunt.
It was a setup. It was a publicity stunt by the AA Rock Cats. They took video of it. They posted online. The other day it already had 600,000 views on the YouTube, which is about 750, whatever, more than my videos of my B-17 flight have, which ticks me off. But anyway,
proposed to someone.
I guess I should have proposed to somebody on the B-17 and had them say no.
Yeah. We would have got a lot of mileage out of that.
Yeah, we would have. So anyway, they said no. It's a big fake. They admit it. And they said, it's publicity. We got publicity out of it, didn't we?
Like a day or two.
Yeah. Or three now that I brought it up.
You fell for it. So yeah, I don't like those kind of fake things. Facebook, Twitter. You can't fake. Well, that was just social media.
That was just
a prank. That was just a hoax.
But everything on Facebook or Twitter or the YouTube isn't a hoax.
No, it's not. It's not.
That's what you're implying.
No, it's not. But I'm just saying it can't always be trusted.
No, I agree with that. You need to verify.
Yeah.
Trust, but verify.
Yeah. Right. Trust but verify. T&V, we call it.
T&V, we call it in the game. Number three, this is a disturbing story out of Illinois. Some would say Illinois. I say Illinois. Do you know any of those people that say Illinois?
Only people that live in Illinois.
They do not say Illinois. That's people in Missouri say Missouri. But the story out of Illinois, small private college, Milliken University. James St. James is the psychology professor's name. There are revelations now that back in 1967, James St. James, then a 16-year-old, walked into his family's living room with a .22 caliber rifle, shot his father twice in the chest, walked to his teenage sister's room and shot her in the chest. When she fell to the ground, he fired an additional round into her face. St. James then fired a round in his mother's chest and shot her an additional two times in the head. He murdered his entire family back in 1967, spent some time in a psychiatric ward, and now he's out and he's teaching at this private college.
He was in there for about 6 years,
yeah.
I think. And everybody loves him at the school.
Yeah, apparently they really like the guy. Great professor, yeah.
And now they're wondering what to do.
Yeah, and there's a public outcry over this, saying he's a murderer. Offed his family. How can he be teaching at a college?
Did they do a background check?
Apparently not. Apparently they didn't do much of a background check, did they?
So what do you think? He keep his job? This is a long time ago. He's paid his debt.
Has he?
I don't know.
He was in a mental institution for 6 years. He's a psychology professor, which is interesting.
I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. You just never know who's living out next door, I guess.
What have you done in your life that I need to
know about? Not a darn thing. Nothing that you don't know about. Full disclosure, you know that.
Your friends have done a lot of stuff over the years. A person you know has done a lot of stuff. I'm not sure that you've done much.
I haven't. I know people.
Jeez. Okay.
You know the life I live.
Yes, I do.
You know the life I live.
Frightening.
No.
Yes.
Boring.
Dogs are...
Boring.
Oh. By the way, Rudy was a hit last night.
Oh, at the Humane Society.
At the open house over there.
Oh.
He was a hit.
He nip at anybody?
No, Daniel wasn't there.
Hyde Camp's out of town.
Yeah, there's a little history there.
I saw a picture of him today. Ooh, you see that picture?
Yes, came into the yes.
From Sturgis.
His eyes looked red in the picture.
The picture originated for one of his the traveling companions. And there was a little message with
it. Traveling companions.
I didn't know that this fellow was with him.
Merry band of travelers.
And he says, I had a question for one of his traveling companions who I know, and I didn't know that he was along. And he said, I'll call you when I get home. Our minds are shot. So I think they've been doing a lot of thinking down there. And Sturgis, thinking.
They've been sitting around the church thinking, and they went to the library and thought some more, and they went and sat in the public park and just contemplated for a while, and so their minds are exhausted down there, aren't they? They're shot.
Senator Heitkamp, he looked tired this morning.
Wonder what he's been
doing.
Was
it Leonard Skinner last night? Or
must have been number two on our list. This is a sad story, or could be a sad story. There's a missing child up in East Grand Forks, Minnesota, Marshall County.
That's Polk County.
Oh, I'm sorry, Polk County.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Just had an update from the sheriff's office. The boy is Anthony Kuznia. 4 o'clock. This is not much has changed. They've had about, I think close to 300 volunteers today who've been helping in the search. He disappeared from his rural East Grand Forks home about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He's wandered off in the past. He is autistic. The police chief up there, Mike Hedlund, says that the search is continuing. He's 11 years old. There's been some, first he was 10 and he is 11, mm-hmm. But he's autistic. He, 5 foot, 94 pounds. It's brown hair. They're searching along the river about any place they can think of. They're searching homes. They're asking people that live in that area or surrounding area to check any buildings. They just don't know. He's just disappeared. Now, I did hear you mentioned the tip line that they've set up, 218-399-3456, 218-399-3546. If you were to see this boy or someone resembling this boy in that area, you could call 911 as well, according to the sheriff's office up there. They'd certainly take that, but they'd like to find him. And he told his grandmother he was going to go outside. She was at the home, and she thought he was going to be there's an RV parked, I think, on the property. Mm-hmm. And she thought he was in there and went to check out a little later, and he hasn't been seen since.
Email comes in and asks, are they still needing people to come help find the little boy?
Well, I've got an update now. I had 320 now. As of 4 o'clock, they've had about 400 volunteers who've turned out. They're on horseback, ATV, and on foot. If you're in that area, I'm sure they'd take you. The VFW hockey rink there in East Grand Forks is kind of the gathering point there. They ask that you be 18, dressed for being out in the country, long sleeve shirt, long pants, something with, not sandals or anything like that, but just be prepared. I would think bug spray might be a good idea. They're searching wooded areas and greenways and just going door to door trying to find any information. And as of now, nothing new.
Number one on our list, somebody, Jurgi, in Minnesota, Anoka County, to be specific, and I don't have the name, maybe you do. That person has won, $100 and something or other million dollars in the Powerball lottery?
Well, the total jackpot was $448 million. Paul White. Ham Lake is his share, a third, will be 149 some, 0.4. He's decided to take the $86 million cash option. He works as a project engineer for a contractor in the Twin Cities. He purchased the ticket at the Holiday Station store there in Ham Lake. I think it's right on Highway 65.
It's up by Blaine, yep.
Yeah. He's going to quit his job. He might buy a classic car for his dad. He's married. He's divorced, actually, a couple of kids. He works for Elliott Contracting. He said he danced around his office when he found out he was a winner. He plays occasionally. I think he usually plays scratch-off tickets, but this time he went for the big one. And he actually told reporters at lottery headquarters in Roseville that when he bought these tickets, he had a feeling he was going to win.
I've had that feeling a lot of times.
Well, he won.
Never come through for me.
I know. So he's going to take the cash option. Well, less hassle. $86 million, he'll probably be able to get by. I saw him on, I think CNN picked up the feed out of the Twin Cities. Yeah, he just seemed like a regular guy. His mother's name, by the way, is Betty White, if that makes sense.
Betty White? That's not true.
That is true.
It is not
true. Yes, it is. It is true. He said it.
It's not that Betty White.
No.
But just a Betty
White. Mrs. White.
Mrs. White.
And you know where he's originally from? And this doesn't matter either.
No, don't know.
Sheboygan. No. It's Rhinelander. Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
What a great name for a town, by the way.
He said in 87, he and some buddies moved to the Twin Cities for school and work, and he's kind of been there ever since. I think he left the cities for 2 or 3 years, worked in Massachusetts, and returned, and he's a big winner now.
He's a happy camper. Yeah, so the funny thing is, you said, what was the original amount that he could have taken in the annuity?
149.4.
The 0.4 makes it seem so insignificant.
I always...
That's $400,000.
I rounded just to 149.
Not just 0.4, but it's $400,000. That's like what you make in 6 months, Jerry. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money. But he's, I assume he's consulted with an attorney or a tax lawyer or something. I would before I made this decision, but I'm sure you would. And no. I know you would stay and work your regular hours.
Stay.
You would.
I would stay.
I know you would. For about, 15 minutes?
About that, yeah.
So congratulations to Paul White.
Now, if somebody takes the annuity, and Pinto is asking this, if they take the 30-year annuity and then they kick the bucket after 3 years, is it done then?
I don't know.
Their heirs don't get the
money? I don't know. I would think that would be structured. As I said, he's divorced, and according to the release, his significant other joined him at the news conference, and she was there. I think she's quitting her job. She kind of danced around that. I don't know what she does, but
A dancer?
No. She danced around the question.
Oh, danced around the question. Wow, lucky her. Exotic dancer one day and Powerball one of the next.
No. So, isn't that's exciting?
It is.
Minnesota's had, I think this is the 22nd.
22nd
big
Powerball
winner.
Lottery.
Yeah, that's pretty good percentage.
It is. All right.
Did you buy a ticket, by the way?
No.
You didn't?
Nope.
I bought two yesterday. I bought two.
I didn't even know the jackpot was that big. It wouldn't have mattered. It's like I always say, if you win $3 million or $50 million, what, you're going to be okay either way.
We talk about technology and email and Twitter and Facebook and all these things. And the Minnesota State Lottery, they do not email media. They still use fax.
A fax machine.
And I asked them about it a couple of years ago. I said, hey, are we on your email list? And they went, we don't do that yet. So they just fax. That's how they communicate with the media, which is, I don't know of any other organization that still does that only.
No, I don't either. No, I remember talking about that. Yeah, very odd. Thank you, Jurgi. Paul Juergens, well-dressed, by the way, KFGO news director with his sport jacket.
I got to get this back to Strauss.
You're on the Mike McFeely Show every day at 4 o'clock.